Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Tom Lape, who's president with Mohawk's residential business. Tom, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp.
Good to be with you. We're in Dallas at your annual Floorscapes Color Center Solutions meeting. I got to tell you, starting off, I was riding in the bus from the airport, and I ran into a guy from Father and Sons in Vero Beach, and I asked him how business was, and he said, I'm going to get a bonus for the first time in 6 or 7 years. So that's a good way to start out with the tone of this, isn't it?
It sure is. We're opening the show here today, as you know, and if enthusiasm could be bottled, I think we'd be doing pretty well. There is a lot of enthusiasm amongst the dealers. We get good reports from most of the dealers that we've talked about here, and as you indicate, I heard a lot of similar stories from a lot of the customers here.
I know when you start looking across the whole country, there's a different mix. Talk a little bit about the current state of the residential sales and, you know, kind of where you see the market.
Well, I think it's all about a rebounding consumer. The builder market, obviously, we've seen some recovery there. That's essentially been 18 months into the cycle. If we look at the residential replacement consumers rebounding, one of the things that we've seen that has happened is that many of these homes have gone from negative equity to positive equity, that's certainly had an impact on some of the renovation with these particular consumers.
A lot of people have different opinions on this R&R, a residential replacement business. There's still a lot of opportunity out there for the marketplace.
I think there's tremendous amount. We'll be talking about this tomorrow with the membership. Let's look at just deferred product. As we say, you have to keep in mind the floor covering business, we have a product that doesn't break. If the consumer has an HVAC system, if they have a refrigerator, if their car, that product breaks. So there's a certain amount of build-in MRO that takes place naturally. We have more pent-up demand structurally that exists in the marketplace than we've had maybe in our history. As soon as we can see those consumers a little bit more confident, and as soon as we can see the consumers kind of looking into the windshield and seeing more stability on the horizon, certainly if we get this deal in Washington, we believe that's obviously a net positive, not have to look at that in January. We think those are all nice signals. And like I said, I look at the enthusiasm of the customers that have attended here. Are they buying, reinvesting, and looking forward to next year? There's a good vibe and a good move. So we feel pretty good.
As we look at the results out there with the many different companies, and we see where companies that sell better end goods are doing very well. You always talk about a bifurcated market. As this market started to recover 2 years ago, it was coming in on the low end side first. It was coming in on multifamily. It was coming in some tract homes that were being built. Tell me where you see that today.
Well, I think if we look just at consumer spending, and it's not just a floor covering trend, I think we're seeing it in other markets as well, that bifurcation has occurred. And that value-based customer is still there, and the high-end customer has certainly come back. There's no doubt about it. It's no secret what we've done on the next generation soft products, what we've done with Smart Strand Silk, what we've done with Wear Data Embrace. Those have all been very positive developments and have really addressed that need at the upper premium end of the market. I think having said that, though, the value-based segment of the market, you're probably going to see a little bit of confidence there of a little bit more upgrading in that segment over time. If you look at it, let's just go back. How much of the product that was being used in some of the installations was essentially going in some of the real estate flips? So that's a true value-based buyers. As more and more of that becomes consumers and owner-occupied facilities and homes, I think you're going to see that level out a little bit as well. So the net of it is bifurcation is still here. We're seeing in all aspects of the economy, and you might see that essentially meld together a little bit more over time. And the nice thing is to see if we do see the scenario where both of them grow together, that's obviously good for everybody.
Yeah, you know, some of the biggest news about Mohawk that we've just recently heard is about the fact that you're now part of the Dow Index. So that's pretty big news, isn't it?
It sure is exciting. By our estimation, that is the first floor covering company that has ever been a part of the S&P 500. I would say we're pretty honored to be a part of that. But I would also like to say is that there's a nice message there is we're an American domestic manufacturer. And not only did we become part of the S&P, but just our residential carpet business alone, we've done investments here over the past 6 months that we've announced that should result in employment increases of approximately 1,000 individuals. So I think the notion of, while it's nice to have that recognition, I think the better recognition is that the carpet industry and textile industry and manufacturing sector of the United States is here alive and well, and hopefully we're playing our small part in that process.
You know, I went to your event last Friday when Nathan Deal came up to one of your facilities in Dalton, and you're spending $52 million just right there at that facility. You know, that's very impressive. I don't know if you add it all up, but Mohawk's investments that you've announced in the last couple of years are somewhere in the neighborhood of $300-400 million, aren't they?
Well, that's really just the carpet business. Obviously, if you look across the entire company, it's far wider than that. It's really interesting. We have been a very strong reinvestor back in the business, both through acquisition as well as through the capital side. It's both for capacity as well as for different innovations that we've done on the product side as well. And it's been on the hard surface as well as soft surface.
Actually, if you look at Mohawk, in the last year, you bought Pergo for $500 million. You bought Marazzi for $1.5 billion. If you look at your market position, you have a first or second market position in every surface category with the exception, I believe, of Resilient. Is that right?
Well, that's correct. And in terms of the company overall, as you know, we are putting in an LVT plant over in Europe at this time. You know, we continue to look at all categories, everything in flooring, as opportunities to grow for Mohawk in the future.
Mm-hmm. This has got to be an exciting time. So we're here, as I mentioned at the beginning, at the solutions meeting. It's where you're with your most devoted retailers. And you're rolling out the new mix for 2014. As you look at what you guys are going to be introducing at this meeting, what are a few of the things that you're most fired up about?
Well, I can say specifically on the carpet side, our Smart Strand platform will continue to be rounded out. We're introducing more Smart Strand silk products. Probably the big story is what we're doing on the Continuum side. As you know, that's our polyester platform that we've done through the Somerville facility. And some news that we had there is our patent actually issued just last week. That was very exciting because it essentially gives us the inventor's right of that process as recognized by the Patent and Trade Office. And we are introducing a wide range of polyester filament styles. That segment of the market has probably been a bit underserved by us, so we're going to be really expanding our reach with that side of widespread product expansions, as well as some just fantastic design styles and also terrific values, whether it's roll stocking opportunities or cut order opportunities. So from the carpet side, we're really pleased with the launches, and I'll tell you, if this afternoon's the indication, it really is a great response on the polyester side as well. No doubt on the hard surface side, we have an entire range between hard surface, laminate, as well as the ceramic side that you'll see down here at the show. We've got launches across every range, and the styling and design, particularly with what we're doing with some of the new imaging technology, say on the wood plank looks that we're doing in ceramics, it's really interesting to see the homogenization that's taking place in the flooring categories and the design capabilities that's taking place across the whole business. It leads us to be a little bit competitive with one another on occasion, but we think ultimately the consumer is really the big winner because the selections and options that are coming across in flooring are really pretty fantastic.
You know, I've just been here about 30 minutes before I ran into you, and I also noticed that you have a brand new silk display, which is a very, very good looking. And you also have, I know this is on the software side, but you have this whole reputation management package that you're offering your retailers. So there's a lot going on here, isn't there?
Well, no doubt. You're now getting into the secret sauce there, Kemp. We have done an initiative which we have called Five Star, which we're doing with our aligned dealers here. There is no doubt that it is not just another digital marketing strategy. This is an entire digital platform. The goal is not just to have folks essentially traveling to your site. It's all about convergence and essentially driving traffic to the stores. I think what you're going to see emanate out of this is that every independent retailer through trial and error has gotten so much more skilled in how they can execute and manage their web reputations as well as their web traffic. And this represents our approach, which if today is any indicator, we think we've really hit a sweet spot with customers with the five-star initiative. So anything that allows the floor covering industry to get in front of consumers in a positive light, keep our products in front of them, and get them to connect with retailers in the business, anybody who's selling in the downstream, we think that is going to always pay dividends in the long term. So it is, you're right, there is probably more excitement in that area. We're as much digital marketers today as we are product people. So I think that's probably not going to change anytime soon.
Well, there's no doubt that the consumer, when they get ready to make a purchase, they're going on the internet first.
Without a doubt, and how we all manage that process and try and optimize it, I think a good question, if you ask anybody the last five purchases that they made, let's say over $250, how did you find the company that you dealt with? Most of the time, probably 4 out of 5, you're going to find, if it wasn't a company they've worked with before, is they found them on the web through some process. So us, and it's not always the same process, by the way. So whoever essentially executes that best is certainly going to be the winner.
You know, a lot of people wonder, Mohawk always comes out first with what you're going to do in the coming year. You have this meeting every year in December. It's actually a week later this year. Let's talk about 14 for a second. I know you're a publicly traded company, and you can't talk too much about, you know, forward expectations, but you feel good about what's going to happen in 14?
We always get hesitant to say it, but I always look at what the customers are telling us. And the fact that we're seeing customers want to reinvest in their business, the fact that we're seeing terrific attendance here at the show, the fact that we are seeing essentially the momentum that customers are telling about their business today, which really enables that investment for next year, we think those are all good indicators. So you're right. It's always tough to look in the crystal ball and say this is what's going to happen next year. But we think a lot of the data signs that we're looking at today really tease it up pretty nicely. So we're optimists, and we look forward to a great year. But more importantly, we look forward to here at our Mohawk Align. These are our very best customers, our best partners, and we look forward to not only Mohawk having a great year, but our partners having a great year as well.
Yeah. All right, great, Tom. I know you got to get back to your customers. Again, we've been talking to Tom Lape, who's president of Mohawk's residential business, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.